Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY22 results conference call of Oil India Limited, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sabri Hazarika from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, I welcome you all to the Q3 FY22 post-earnings conference call of Oil India Limited. We have with us the senior management of Oil India Limited, headed by Mr. Harish Madhav, Director of Finance, and Mr. P.K. Goswami, Director Operations. Without any further delay, I would now request management for the opening remarks, and then we can move over to the question and answer round. Over to you, sir.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Harish Madhav, Director of Finance. Along with me, as just introduced, Mr. Pankaj Goswami, Director of Operations. I will request our ED Finance, Sanjay Chowdhary, to please give the opening remarks, and then we can have the question and answers.
Thank you, sir. Good morning, dear friends. At the outset, I would like to thank Emkay Global Financial Services Limited for arranging this call. I'm Sanjay Chowdhary, ED Finance and Accounts, and today we have with us, like Mr. Madhav had mentioned, Sri Harish Madhav, Director of Finance, and Sri Pankaj Goswami, Director of Operations, for providing the valuable insights. We appreciate the interest shown by you in the company. The financial results of Q3 2021-22 have been shared with all the analysts and posted on the website as well. I hope all of you have received them. I'll briefly give some indications about the performance of the company, both in physical and financial terms. The consolidated turnover of oil for the nine months ended 31st December 2021 is rupees 21,141 crore versus 15,982 crore for the corresponding nine months ended 31st March 2020. The consolidated PBT for the nine months ended 31st December 2021 is 5,699 crores versus 2,354 crores for the same period last year. The profit after tax at the group level of the company for nine months ended 31st December 2021 is 4,192 crores versus 3,003 crores for the nine months ended 31st December 2020. Now, proceeding on to the standalone results, we would begin on the production front. Crude oil production for Q3 2021-22 is 0.754 MMT, which is almost in the same range for the corresponding period last year, with a marginal increase of 0.8%. Crude oil production for the nine months is 2.262 MMT versus 2.247 MMT, which is also in the same region with a marginal increase of about 0.71%. Natural gas production, however, has shown substantial increase because in quarter three 2021-22, it's been 793 SCM versus 673 million SCM for Q3 2021, which I, like I mentioned, is an increase of about 18%. Natural gas production for the nine months ended 31st December 2021 versus this is 2,311 million standard cubic meters versus 1,993 million standard cubic meters for the same period ended 31st December 2020, which is an increase of 16%. On the financial side, the company's profit after tax in Q3 2021 is 1,244.90 crores versus 903.69 crores in Q3 2021. For the nine months ended 31st December 2021, profit after tax is 2,257.30 crores versus profit of 894 crores for the nine months ended 31st December 2020. The company's EBITDA in Q3 2021-22 is 2,235.72 crores versus 2,277 1.42 crores in 2021. And EBITDA for the 9 months ended 31st December 2021 is 4813.63 crores versus 1453.66 crores for 9 months ended 31st December 2020. EPS has increased to 11.48 per share in Q3 2021-22 as compared to ₹8.33 in Q3 2021. For the 9 months ended 31st December 2021, EPS is 20.82 per share vis-a-vis EPS of 8.24 per share for 9 months ended 31st December 2020. The Board of Oil has recommended a second interim dividend of ₹5.75 per share for financial year 2021. This is the second interim dividend, which resulted in a total interim dividend till date of ₹9.25 per share against a face value of ₹10 during the financial year 2021-22. The average crude oil price realization for Q3 2021-22 is US$78.59 per barrel versus US$44.09 per barrel for Q3 of 2021, which has increased by 78%. Price realization for the 9 months ended 31st December 2021 is US$72.41 per barrel versus $38.98 per barrel for the 9 months ended 31st December 2020, which has also increased in excess of 85%. The increase in price has led to increase in turnover by 3,841 crores and profitability by around 1,900 crores for the 9 months ended 31st December 2021. Average natural gas price for Q3 2021-22 is US$2.9 per MMBTU versus US$1.79 per MMBTU for the corresponding quarter last year, which is increased by US$1.01 per MMBTU. Natural gas price realization for the 9 months ended 31st December 2021 is $2.16 per MMBTU versus $2.19 per MMBTU for 9 months ended 2020, which is decreased by 0.03 USD per MMBTU. The decrease in price has led to a decrease in turnover by ₹20.27 crores and profitability that is tracked by ₹13.81 crores for the 9 months ended 31st December 2021. In the current quarter, oil has taken provision and write-off against wells to the tune of ₹272 crores in Q3 2021-22 versus ₹537 crores in the same quarter last year. Oil acquired 39,84,36,929 equity shares in NRL on 26th of March 2021, including 7,74,80,746 shares on behalf of Government of Assam, and a total investment of ₹8,676 crores. The transfer process for the entire number of equity shares purchased by oil from BPCL on behalf of Government of Assam has been concluded on 3rd of January 2022. After transfer of the Government of Assam shares, oil's present equity holding in NRL stands at 69.63%. The oil AGCL, that is Assam Gas Company Limited, consortium, where oil holds 49% and AGCL holds 51%, has received letter of intent for grant of authorization for development of CGD in 3 GAs, two in Tripura and one in Assam, in the recently concluded 11th round of CGD bidding launched by the PNGRB for development of CGD network in the country. Now, coming to the financial performance of Numaligarh Refinery Limited, profit after tax of NRL for Q3 2021-22 is 794 crores against 841 crores in Q3 2021. NRL's gross refining margin has improved to USD 12.48 per barrel in Q3 2021 from USD 0.82 per barrel in Q3 2021. And EPS is rupees 10.8 per share in the third quarter of 21-22, vis-a-vis 11.43% in the third quarter of the previous year. With this, my opening remark on the performance of the company is over, and we are now open to the Q&A session. Over to you,
Thank
please.
You. Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ashwari Agarwal from Nippon India Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. I have two questions, sir. One is, how do you see the gas price going forward on the 1st of April and the 1st of October? My understanding is they should be around $6 and $9 respectively. How do you calculate and how you see the number? If you share your view, that will be really helpful.
Good morning, I'm Harish Madhav. See, the gas prices, of course, will be declared by PPAC on 31st of March. But going by the trends, we anticipate anywhere between $5.5 to around $5.75 per MMBTU effective 1st April, not 6. And maybe the final corrections a little bit here and there, but around that is the range. And going forward, effective April, maybe $6.5 per MMBTU, first of October onwards.
Sorry, sir, I couldn't get. First of October is?
First of October, around $6.5 to $7. And current effective 1st April, 5.5 to 5.75.
Sure.
This is as per our calculation, but these are all estimates because PPAC sources, though we are all aware, we do estimate, but then actual calculation may be slightly different.
Sure. And sir, you see any indications of any of the under-recoveries coming to us, especially on the LPG side? Because LPG under recovery, I understand, was absorbed by the OMCs in the third quarter. And the fourth quarter is the one where there is an apprehension. So what's your read on that, sir?
I don't think so. Any burden is coming. See, last several years, we have stopped sharing any under recovery. So there should be no apprehension that some under recovery burden is likely to come on us. In any case, going by the indication in the budget provisions, government has provided only 4,000 crore of LPG subsidy. So it's very, very likely that all the price increases, as the government has been passing on, will be passed on in the consumer prices with the little subsidy mechanism which is in place today. That only continue. So the burden is going to be very less. And 4,000 government has already provided. Beyond that, and OMCs, whatever they absorbed, I'm not having any idea whether it was only a temporary absorption or government will reimburse in subsequent period or what it is. But upstream companies, especially Oil India, you can be rest assured that no subsidy absorption of any kind is likely to come to us.
Yeah, sir, that is very helpful. And my last question is, sir, how we should look at the CAPEX number for the next financial year? Should we see an increase in the CAPEX number because we have the better oil and gas realization?
Yes, CAPEX for the next year, that is FY23, is already worked out around 4,300 crores. We have already worked out the plan. So that would be the number.
Sure. I mean, okay. So you don't see any further increase in on the top of this 4,300, and this includes
CAPEX
the
plan is all decided. CAPEX plan is decided almost 6 months before October, right. November we had worked out. So in case there is any requirement, of course we will have a midterm review sometimes in August, September. So in case any requirement comes up, we will certainly invest. But then it is not overnight that suddenly in 6 months period we can increase our CAPEX or like that, because the drilling plan, production plan, asset, whatever infrastructure is to be developed, all those things are to be planned and then investments made. So there should not be any significant increase over this 4,300 crore number, but whatever is required, certainly we will spend.
Sure, Hari sir. And this 4,300 includes the capex on the subsidiaries, JVs, everything together?
No. Subsidiaries is NRL.
Yeah, NRL and whatever.
NRL, we don't envisage any equity investment in the FY23. Rest of the overseas companies, overseas projects, whatever, joint venture projects, domestic OLP, NELP, DSF block exploration, all those things are included in this.
Sure. And sir, one last thing, sir. Do we see any increase in the OPEX number going forward because of any reason, or it will remain stable the way it is, excluding the royalty, which is a percentage of
rate? Yeah, royalty and CES, these are our ad valorem levies, so they of course will go up or down as the crude prices or the gas prices behave. But apart from that, we don't anticipate any increase, maybe minor corrections here and there, otherwise no major increase in the operating costs.
Sure, sir. That is really helpful. Thank you very much and best of luck. I hope you people will do very well going forward.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Samaya V from Spark Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
So my first question is with respect to the other income. So this time around in Q3, we've had a higher number on other income. Generally, Q4 is the quarter where we have a higher other income. Can you just help us understand? I think you had categorized this under miscellaneous income. So what is driving this and what is your outlook for Q4?
Other income is higher basically due to due to the higher dividend income.
Okay, and this is from IOCL, that's part of the party, right?
This is basically because 265 from IOCL, 265 from All India International, and 245 from 265 from 267 NRL, 286 from All International, and 245 from IOCL.
Sorry, sir. Can you just repeat the numbers? 265.
Yeah. NRL 265 crores.
Okay.
IOCL 242 crores. OIPL 265 crores, and 2 crores from DNPL.
OIPL is our overseas subsidiary in Singapore, which is through which we are holding our investments in the Russian assets of TASC and Bangkok. So during last year, current year, that company has also paid us dividends.
Got it, sir. So is this do you see some kind of a timing impact? As in, like, you've got it preemptively in Q3, and Q4 probably would be lower in compared to the previous year's run rate?
Q4 number may be slightly lower because All India International, OIPL, we may not be getting any dividend. But certainly IOC has declared dividend. NRL also may declare. Of course, they have not declared so far, but they may be declaring something in the next month because as and when there is a review by the government. So we expect some more dividends from IOC and NRL. IOC, of course, has been declared already. So it will be less, but not very, very high. Not very lesser to a large extent. But certainly it will be lesser than the third quarter.
Understood. That is very helpful. Yes, sir. So my second question is with respect to NRL. I think you did mention close to 800 crores of PAT, and last year PAT you had said it's 841, if I'm right. And GRMs of 12.4 this year, and was it 0.8 last year? Is that what you said?
GRM last year for the 9-month period was 1.44, and this year
with respect to
Q3 was 10.40.
Looking for Q3 this year versus last year.
Q3 numbers.
Yeah.
Q3 numbers.
What you mentioned was the correct number. I think 0.8 last year, 0.8 something current.
Sorry, sir, because of your voice, I couldn't get. So it's 0.8 last year, and is it 12.4 this Q3 22? Is that right?
Yes, 12.48 current year Q3, and last year Q3 was 0.82.
Okay. Sir, but I think the PAT numbers you mentioned is also for Q3, the 794 and 841.
Yes, yes.
So given that the GRMs have been substantially high this time in Q3, whereas PAT is relatively lower, I mean, what would explain that?
There was a correction in the excise duty, 10 rupees per liter on diesel and petrol in the third quarter compared to last year. So that has made the difference.
Got it, sir. Helpful. Sir, and what would be the debt at NRL currently, sir?
Sir, can you repeat your question, please?
Can you provide the net debt number, you know, at a console level and probably break it at the subsidiaries also? It will be helpful.
What numbers would you?
The net debt number, sir.
Net debt number.
Okay. Yeah.
Net debt at the console level is what we have already declared, I think, in our results.
So net debt at the group level is, as on 31st December 2021, would be around 17,000 crores.
So this would include how much at the standalone and how much at the international subsidiary and NRL?
Standalone is 12,900 is the standalone. So I don't really.
Got it, sir. And possible to give on the international subsidiary, would that number be available?
17 minus 12, which is about 4,200 crores.
So NRL continues to be almost negligible.
As of now, NRL continues to be debt-free, but going forward, they will be drawing out of the debt funding what they have arranged for the refinery expansion program. Going forward, NRL will be drawing something. But as of 31st December, they were debt-free.
Got it. So one last question from my side, continuing with NRL. So what is the capex that we have invested so far as part of the expansion program in NRL? And what we envisage for next year? And I also mentioned that you don't see any equity contribution from our side for next year. Can you just elaborate a bit on that, on the spending and the plans there?
Can we move forward with the other question in the meantime, by the time we collect these details, NRL capex?
Sure. I'll join back with you. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vatharajan Shivashankaran from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Sir, if you can give some clarity on the quarterly provision numbers and the service cost, which seems to be volatile even now, though it is kind of stable quarter on quarter, but in general we find this number moving up and down.
Sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, at the OPEX, we have this provision as well as the service cost number, which seems to be fairly volatile. If you can give some insight into it and how, you know, what is the kind of a stable number which we should consider on an annual basis, if not quarterly.
These provisions numbers basically relate to wells and provision for impairment of investments. Yeah, did you get it, please?
Sure, not a problem. You were talking about 4,300 crores of capex for FY23, I believe.
Yes.
Was that okay? Any guidance on the, going forward as well? Would it remain broadly at those levels, or should we look at any kind of major capex apart from NRL and possibly Mozambique again?
NRL, I think capex will be around in that range only, 4,200, 4,500
in that range. Okay. Any breakup available in terms of you know, what goes where, exploration, development?
Exploration. Probably about exploration and development put together, you can say around 60% as per the trend will be in that activity, and about 15-16% in overseas and rest in infrastructure.
Fair enough. I'll join back in the queue. Thank you.
And there was a question by the previous gentleman about the NRL capex that is. So NRL, so far on the expansion project, they have spent about 3,000 crore of rupees, 900 in last year, last financial year, and current year, up to December, around 2,100 crores. And this year, their plan is to invest around 3,600 crores. That means another about 1,500 crores will come in the fourth quarter.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gagan Dixit from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for it, sir. Yeah, sir, what is the production guidance for gas and oil separately for this FY23?
I've requested gas, oil and gas production numbers.
Yes. You're talking about production numbers?
Yes.
Yes, yes, sir. Any guidance or your expectations for next year, sir?
Okay, as of now, as you can see the trend, the crude oil production has increased marginally, and the present target, if you talk about, we are targeting a total production by end of this year is around 3 million metric ton for oil. And, okay, you are asking about 22-23? Yes.
Yes, sir.
Okay. In that case, I'll have to change my view. In fact, you may be knowing that oil is taking up a very big expansion plan in some thrust areas where we are exploring more and we are going for accelerated drilling. And as per that plan, by end of 23-24, our production, what is presently at 3, will be 4. So as of now, the 22-23 will be around 3.6. million metric ton of crude oil, and similarly for gas also we are going to increase the production to around 4 BCM. So that is the target as of now.
Okay, sir. So what are the, if you can give some color on what are the major fields that are you are trying to bring online, and what is the, I mean, the peak production that expected? Just want to get the sense that whether this FY23 would be the peak or might be expected more on the going forward. I mean.
In fact, presently we are targeting some 5 thrust areas where the exploration is presently going on, drilling activities are going on, out of which one is at Rajasthan, one is at Arunachal, and rest 3 are in Assam. So these are the 5 fields identified. And over and above, you may be knowing that Oil India has started drilling in the first OLP block, that is in Rajasthan. And one deep drilling we have started in Sodia. So that is one NELP block. So these are the two new fields we have now started. And these are purely exploratory activity. We cannot say anything right now. But we have started exploration in this new field. But rest of the production we are expecting is from the old fields, that is by accelerated drilling in the 5 major thrust areas that I have mentioned.
Yeah. And sir, on the domestic production front, typically in the past you have the problem, especially from the natural gas, that because of the demand constraint, you are not able to increase the production. So what's the guidance you are seeing in the rise in the production in FY23? So may I assume they will be constrained by the demand, or there is a possibility to further increase? Is the demand constraint, or might be, sir, there further, I mean, possibility of increase in the production from those levels?
Yeah, there is definitely possibility of increasing production because we have many commitments to the nearby industries in Northeast. So there are requirements for enhancement of capacity in the Namrup power grid, then the expansion of capacities in the fertilizer plant. So we have new commitments. So I don't think there will be any market constraint. We will be able to produce more.
Okay, sir. You mean that if you are able to increase the production, so your demand is there. That's what.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, sir. Yeah, that's my intention. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vishnu Kumar from Spark India. Please go ahead.
Thanks for your time. A few questions. Firstly, on the gas pricing. So we have till June for the October reset, I understand. So if the gas prices globally remains pretty high, and let's say if we inch towards $8 to $9, is there any risk that the government may cap it at a certain price I'm sure some conversations are going given the fertilizer cost and other things the governments are overall subsidy outlay increases. So any thoughts on that, let's say, if gas prices were to move towards $8-$9?
No, currently there's no thought process, no discussion going on as far as the issue of capping of the gas prices is concerned. The formula which is in place since October 2014 is continuing, and no discussion, nothing is in place to apprehend that there may be some correction or some capping. But of course, October is a bit far off as of now, so anything happens in between, it's a different thing. But as of today, there is no indication.
Got it, sir. Sir, how much percentage of our gas, if you could split into what is that we get at APM and, say, other pricing methodologies?
The Oil India, 100% gas production comes at the APM price only.
As of now, everything is APM.
So if we move to this 3.6 to 4 BCM, which you mentioned, that gas also will be part of APM, or you will have a differential price?
That will be APM only, because that production growth will come from the existing fields only.
Understood, sir. My second question is on the NRL side. Could you just give us the GRM with the excise benefit? That would be useful, sir.
GRM with the excise duty benefit, it's not readily available. Maybe we can get back to you.
Understood. Any color on the inventory gain that you had on NRL this time, sir, on the $12.4 you mentioned?
Out of $12, how much is on account of inventory gain? The absolute inventory gain numbers possibly we'll be able to share, but converting that into GRM part will be not.
Yeah, even absolute gain would be good enough, sir. You can give us some number.
We have. We will respond to you separately on this query. Okay.
And sir, if you can on the event excise duty, GRM including excise duty, that will also be useful. Thank you.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, sir. Sir, with respect to the, am I audible?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, just on staying on the guidance of around 20% growth that we are looking at in terms of oil for FY23, and a further 10% on that, maybe by FY24. In terms of the five thrust areas, is it possible to put a number on the reserves being targeted, sir? The incremental reserve addition that you're targeting? What I'm trying to get at is how, for what period of time can this production increase sustain, as a result of this exploratory drilling and the five thrust areas we are developing? So is there any data available on that front?
It's a very difficult question to answer, because exploration is totally, we are not sure what we will be getting after the exploration. But as of now, the program is that by end of 2023-24,
mm-hmm.
we are having this production figure, but all the 25 blocks in OLP that we have already taken, the seismic program is still on. So once the seismic programs are completed, then we take the data and get the interpretation ready, then we are able to give you some figure regarding the reserves figure. But as of now, the reserve figure we do not have for the period beyond 2024-25.
Prabal, in any case,
Yeah.
You must be knowing that reserve estimates are done on the year-end every year.
Right.
31st March was the last reserve estimate. 31st March 2022 will be the next estimate, 2023 next estimate, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the five thrust areas what we Director of Operations just mentioned, for which we are targeting for increased basically faster exploration and development. So of course, the production growth we are anticipating, there will be a reserve increase also. There may be a reserve increase in these thrust areas with the new exploration, but that estimate can be done only at the end of March or this year or March next year, like that.
Okay. Is my understanding correct that this 0.6 or 1 MMT oil addition that we are looking to do from 3 MT to 4 MT, we already have a fair idea of which reserves will be targeted?
Yes.
It's not necessarily incremental
reserves. We have a fair idea that there are possible reserves are available.
Mm-hmm.
To what extent those reserves are there, that will be known only through further exploration that which we are targeting.
Okay. And sir, just one question. I'm sorry if you've answered that. The NRL expansion completion timeline, what are we looking at as of now?
I think it is 24, 25. Initial year 24, 25.
Okay, so thank you so much. I'll come back if I have more questions.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhishek Datta from Prabhudas Leeladhar. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. So just following on the previous question, just wanted to understand what is the capex for the NRL revised capex?
NRL total capex for this refinery expansion project is about 28,000 plus. And for the target for current year, the cumulative target is around 4,500 crores. 900 they have already spent last year. 3,600 crore is the capex target for current year.
And what will be the government contribution for this capex?
Government is total subsidy, the viability gap funding of 1,000 crore.
Only 1,000 crores?
Only 1,000 crore. Rest everything is funded by either debt or by internal accruals or equity contribution by promoters.
And sir, during this quarter, what was the throughput for NRL?
1 second. Throughput for the quarter, for the third quarter current year, it was 614 TMT. 614.
Okay. This is for Q1?
This is Q3 current year.
Okay, sir. And sir, I just wanted to reconfirm the dividend amount which you received. IOC is 242 crores. OIPL is 265 crores.
Yes.
And NRL is?
265 again.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving this opportunity. I wanted to go back to the production question. You are looking for sort of an increase from 3 to 3.6 million ton in FY23 and then further to 4 million ton in FY24. And is this primarily on the back of success on the exploration? Would they be connected that fast to deliver another incremental 0.6 million ton production through FY23? Is that the expectation currently?
Yeah, this is from the existing production producing phase. What we are targeting right now, only some accelerated drilling in the existing producing fields, and from that we'll be getting that additional production.
Would you be able to give us a breakup of where, how the incremental 0.6 million ton money, could you be associate with the fields that we are looking at?
Yeah, there are five fields we have identified. One is Khumsai at Arunachal Pradesh, then in Assam, Balimara, Bagzan, and Lakwa Gaon. These are the three fields. And in Rajasthan, the Baghewala. These are the five fields we have identified. We have been producing from this field right now, and we are going from accelerated drilling activities in these areas. And through that accelerated drilling, we'll be getting additional production. That means the number of wells will increase.
Understood. So these are not the exploratory wells. These are basically the infill development wells which will help increase the production level.
It's a mixture of both. Mixture of both. Exploratory.
Sure. And in terms of the natural gas production, which are the fields where we are looking to sort of increase the production to 4 BCM next year?
Mostly it is from Bagzan.
Right. And in terms of the Bagzan, could you also sort of take us through the progress that you have made over this year?
Yeah, the entire production gain that we have been getting right now is from Bagzan only, in gas production. So this is a very prolific field, and we have been expecting more gas in those areas. In fact, we are targeting some high production wells with some internal additional design features so that we can get more gas from the same wells.
Right, sir. Thanks for this explanation. One more question on the provision side. You mentioned that there was a one well write-off and there was some investment, right? Impairment of investments as well. Would you be able to give us the numbers for a well write-off and give more details about the specific well write-off that has been taken?
There were three wells which were written off in our field operation area in Assam, nominated fields. Okay. And the three wells accounted for about 220 crores. And regarding the provision, we took a provision for impairment of the investment in Venezuela, that amounted to around 200 crores, which was also cut off by 100 crores because we gained on the write back of impairment on our
useless asset. So net impairment was 100 crores on investment and around 220 crores on wells.
Right, sir. One last question, if I may. There is always in the comprehensive item, there are equity instruments which are directly sort of impacting the earning in the comprehensive income. This year, the number was 670 crore of loss. What does this pertain to and what are the key drivers for them?
ICICI is the major driver for this. In fact, the only driver for this as far as this quarter is concerned.
Sorry, which share? Could you repeat?
IOCL shares that you hold.
Indian Oil Corporation.
Okay. Shares. The change in the valuation of Indian Oil Corporation shares is routed through the OCI.
Right, sir. Thanks for the clarification.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I actually have a question on behalf of an investor. So next year, what kind of GRMs are you expecting from NRL and what will be the capex for NRL for next year, for FY23?
Sabri, about the GRM part, I will not be able to respond because GRM, of course, purely depend on how the crude oil prices behave. Capex part is around 11,000 crore is the planned capex for the refinery expansion project next year.
That is like for the year itself, not cumulative. That is for...
That is 22-23 year only. Cumulative will be around 15,500 crore.
Yeah, and secondly, 69.3% is your effective stake right now.
Yes.
So, exactly how much was the actual outflow for you for this NRL acquisition?
For 69%.
Yeah. From 26 to 69%.
8,600 minus 2,100.
Around 6,500 crore,
right?
Yes. Okay, sir.
So
thank you so much.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, I just want to know what is the current capacity of NRL and what will be the capacity after the expansion and what will be the debt position of NRL right now and what will be the peak debt of NRL?
Current capacity is 3 million tons per annum of crude processing capacity. Post expansion it will be 9 million. Current debt is nil. And the peak debt after the expansion will be 18,300 or 18,900 crore.
So related question, what will be peak debt of consolidated Oil India in that case?
Peak debt consolidated 70% of 18,000, you can add how much it will be, around 12,000 crores. 12,000 plus around 26,000-27,000 crores. But certainly out of that, by the time the NRL debt is drawn, we will be liquidating certain debt. So you can say around 23,000-24,000 crore.
Okay, and are you expecting any write-off from your Mozambique asset?
No.
Because there was some political problem, no? There?
There are some security-related issues which the consortium is trying to resolve and get the project back on track as soon as possible. So right now there is no indication that we will be taking any write-off or any provision for this project.
And sir, lastly, regarding that expected increase in production, that is coming from which field, you said?
There are five areas which the director of operations just mentioned. I think
one is in Arunachal Pradesh, that is Kumchai field. Three are from Assam, Bagzan, then Balimara and Lakwagaon. And the fifth one is from Rajasthan, that is Bakewala field.
And sir, lastly, are you going to post the transcript of this call on your website, sir?
Yes, we'll be doing that.
Okay, thank you very much, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BOB Capital Markets. Please go ahead.
Just one follow-up. Actually, it's not a question, a request. Would it be possible for you to share the NRL results also as a part of your analysis of the results that you share with analysts?
Not whole results, but maybe some key numbers we can start sharing. In our the details of the analysis of results, what we share with the GRMs and all those things, we can possibly share. We can explore that in the next quarters.
That could be very helpful. And for the first time, if you can give us a sort of a 6-7 quarters history at one go, and then afterwards the specific quarters, that will allow us to do a better modeling for the NRL.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
We'll explore that possibility. Certainly.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, what excise benefits for NRL expansion will be available? Means what will be the sunset date for that?
There is no sunset date. As per the approval given by the cabinet, the excise duty benefit is available to the entire refinery expansion project, entire production. Over the life cycle, as of now, there is no sunset clause defined.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, analysts. I'm Harish Madhav again. Thank you for your interest in the company and in the quarterly results that we declared on Friday. We could not have the call earlier because the results were declared Friday in the afternoon only, and then it was Saturday, Sunday. So earliest we could do was today morning. So we hope that we have responded to all the queries. In case something more is required, any analyst looking for some more information, please send email or messages to us, and our team will be responding to them to the extent possible. And thank you very much once again. And we hope that the results, the performance, financial, physical performance of the company has been viewed in a positive perspective by the investors and the analysts. And any feedback on that, any feedback on further improvement in the information sharing is always welcome. We'll be able to do that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.